Hello?
Yes, my name is Robert Taylor. I just lost contact with the service that you had connected me to.
Yes, I know. I'm so sorry. I know they're very busy now and it takes longer than usual. Do you mind waiting on hold again and I transfer you over?
Yes,
Just to let you know,
I
I'm
can wait.
still on the line. So if you have any questions, you can ask me. I'm still on the line. I'm transferring over, but I'm still on the line.
All
I'm
right.
still connected to the call. So I'll transfer you
All
again. There are sometimes they're more busy and it takes a longer, but usually when it rings the other music, usually after a minute or two they answer.
right.
So if you don't mind, I'll transfer you again. We'll do it again.
All
I'm happy that you called me because I tried calling you and it says your mailbox is full. I couldn't even leave a voicemail for you. But let me do it again, and hopefully you will reach a representative. And once they submit the referral, that will be great.
All
Okay, I'll do it again. Just give me a minute.
Hello?
Yes, I'm here. Hopefully they'll answer in a minute or two.
Home and Community Based Services, this is Christina. Are you calling for yourself or for another person?
I'm calling for myself.
Can I have your name and your return phone number, please?
Robert Taylor, 314-399-2014.
And I show you entered your DCN or Medicaid number. May I have your date of birth, please?
January 17, 1985.
Thank you. And are you calling to
you said
request
my D.
Yes, you've entered
You said
it.
my DCN number.
DCN or Medicaid number. Yes, I show that you entered it. Are you requesting to be assessed for in-home services?
Yes.
Okay. Let me verify your eligibility. One moment, please. Okay, I do show you have met age and mobile health net funding requirements to be assessed for the CDS program, which would require you to hire and find and hire your own worker who can be a friend or family member to work for you through your chosen agency. Is this what you are requesting?
Yes.
Okay, let me go ahead and update our information in the system before going forward. One moment, please. And before I update the information, I would need to explain the purpose of home and community-based services. This program is designed to enable qualifying individuals to remain independent in their preferred environment as long as possible. Participants must meet nursing home level of care in order to qualify for services. This means your needs must be equal to those accepted to a nursing home facility. To be considered for home and community-based services, you must allow an assessor inside your home to conduct an in-depth assessment, which will determine if you meet the required nursing facility level of care criteria. Do you have any questions about what I've just read to you?
No.
Do you wish to still proceed?
Yes.
Okay, let me go ahead and update your information in the system. One moment, please. What is your language preference?
English. Hold on.
Your marital status and living arrangement?
Yes, I'm married.
You're married? Are you living with your spouse or separated? I'm sorry?
No, I didn't hear you. Say it again.
You said you were married. Are you living with your spouse or separated?
Yes, I'm living with my spouse.
And you said your phone number was 314-501-2521. Do you have a secondary or alternate telephone number?
I said,
I'm
said
sorry. 314-399-2014. Is this your primary phone number?
Yeah.
Do you have a secondary or alternate phone number you'd like us to have?
314.
And what is your current physical address?
3557 North Lombard Boulevard.
I'm sorry, 3570. 70?
Yes.
3570.
North Lindbergh.
North Lindbergh?
Yes, Boulevard.
Is there a suite or apartment number?
It's 137.
I'm sorry, is there a suite or apartment number?
137, yes.
137. What city?
St. Anne.
St. Anne?
Yes.
And the zip code?
63064.
Thank you. Is this also your mailing address?
Yes. Yeah. Hello?
Yes, I'm updating your mailing address. One moment, please. Do you use or require any special communication devices to assist you with reading, writing, speech, or hearing?
No.
Are you legally blind or hearing impaired?
No.
And as I mentioned, there will be an assessor inside your home, so I need to ask if there are any safety concerns the assessment team should be made aware of, such as issues with gaining access to the home. Does anyone in the home have a contagious or infectious disease? Is the home in a dangerous neighborhood? Is it in a? Is there any history of violent behavior, illegal drug activity, pest infestation? Is the home structurally unsafe? Are there any vicious or dangerous animals or pets or weapons in the home?
Oh.
Thank you. One moment, please. Okay, I will go ahead and fill out a referral form with you. One moment, please. You said you were living with your spouse. Are there any other household members receiving or requesting home and community-based services?
No.
Thank you. One moment while I access a referral form with you. What are your primary medical conditions related to your need for home and community-based services?
Multiple sclerosis.
Any other medical conditions you want to include?
No.
Have you or an immediate family member ever served in the U.S. Armed Forces?
No.
Okay. And what are your unmet needs or what are you requesting assistance with? Are you needing help with hands-on personal care, household cleaning-related tasks, help with meals or cooking?
meals and cooking and hands-on with my injections.
Kyle,
did you get? Yeah, he down.
Are you needing help with essential correspondence, transportation, or errands?
Down or whatever, because it's going to get tight. You can move all these over here in, okay? And anything over there with a plate on it, we can also move that in.
Okay. Are you needing assistance with essential correspondence, transportation, or errands?
It's transportation, yes.
Are you wanting to attend in a... Oh, excuse me. Okay. Do you have an agency in mind you would like your chosen worker to be paid through? Would you like us to send you a list of provider agencies, or would you like information regarding the provider agency online portal?
No, you can do the first one.
Thank you. One moment, please. Are you currently in a hospital or a facility of any kind for any reason?
No.
Okay, I do appreciate the information you have provided. I believe I have everything I need to be able to submit your referral for an initial assessment. At this time, and given our current caseload, it will be approximately 15 business days for the assessment team to contact you to schedule and arrange the required face-to-face assessment I mentioned earlier. Was there anything else I can assist you with?
When you say it's within 15 business days?
15 business days for the assessment team to contact you to schedule and arrange the required face-to-face assessment.
All right. But I can look for a facility to pay my aunt.
Yes, we would. I have requested that a list of provider agencies be mailed to you.
Hello?
But in the meantime, you can also.
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Hi, this is Shingo. I'm calling from the Lux Home Care. I transferred Robert over to you. I just want to let you know that, he's signing up with our agency, the Lux Home Care, so he does have a provider agency.
Does he still want us to send him a provider list?
No, we're onboarding his aunt Alice to be the caregiver.
Okay. Deluxe Home Care, DeluxeHomeCare.
Correct.
Okay. Was there anything else I can assist him with?
No, this is it. Thanks so much for your help.
Okay, please hold while I transfer him to a recorded message that will give more information about what to expect next. Once that message ends, the call will automatically disconnect. Have a great day, and thank you for calling.
Yeah.
Please hold while your call is connected.
We have received a new referral and understand you are interested in home and community-based services. This message will help prepare you for the next steps. Please grab a pen and paper, if available, to jot down some notes. A home and community-based services, HCBS.
Robert?
Yes.
Hi, it's Chandel. Okay, so we're done with the state call. So I guess you forgot about the agency because they wanted to send you a list.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you did great. So I'm happy that I was able to connect to the call and request the Lux. So the next step is that they will send an assessor to your house. You'll be assessed. And I'll have an enrollment specialist from our agency also follow up on the case, and she will reach out to you as well. And she will let you know once. She'll probably reach out to you today just to introduce herself, and she will let you know any updates. And once you're approved. Okay?
All right.
But just if you have any questions in the meantime, you have my number so you can reach out.
All right.
Okay, thanks so much, Robert.
You too.
Okay, have a great day.